Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This hour of Gresh and Keefe is brought to you by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros at needco.com.
Previously on Gresh and Keefe.
Scrim.
Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. Are you on the
scrim?
Shady's are just imitating, so won't the real
scrim?
Shady, please stand up.
This is Gresh and Keefe.
He can't get it. A one-up to Law. A run is scored. Here comes Durant, rounding third. And he will cross the plate. The game is tied at three.
Red Sox are going to win the game.
He got it.
Andy Gresh.
If the game's not played, it's not just the team that caused the outbreak. Both teams would not be paid their paragraph 5 salary.
I feel like the coronavirus, like it's 15 minutes of fame is starting to kind of fizzle a little bit here.
Rich Keefe.
Slide right down your gullet.
Gresh and Keefe starts right now.
I ripped the knob off.
I did a movie with George Muras.
On WEEI.
Here we go, the Friday edition of Gresh and Keefe. Gresh off today. Chris, I'm off today. But Gary Tengway is here.
Oh, yeah, bringing the B team.
Gary, enjoying your summer?
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah, you're having a hell of a time.
Sunny out, shorts, unemployed, fantastic. Definitely. Not working, couldn't be better.
Nope, you have your phone, though, today? You didn't lose your phone?
Yeah, I didn't leave it in the can.
I like that.
I have my phone.
That's a hot start, then, for you.
So far, so good.
We're doing all right. You can join the program today, 617-779-7937. A lot of different topics to get to. We'll get to the Red Sox win over the Yankees last night. Gary has a sobering message for Celtics Nation. Those are the exact words. We'll do that at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, Keith, I love doing shows with you because you're a hoophead like me.
Yes.
And you love the NBA.
Yes.
And this whole thing, it's not good. I mean, it is not good.
Well said. Well said. So we'll tee you up for that at 11. We're going to try to. I'm going to do my rematch on movie trivia. John has got a whole bunch of new questions this go around.
I went very pro Keefe on these ones. Very pro Gary.
Yeah. So that means it's like from the 90s.
Iron Man star. I'm in for that. So that'll be at 11:30. We have our weekend review at 12:30.
By the way, and not to throw everything off real quick.
Go ahead.
I just have to say, when you say the movie thing, have we talked about Ted Lasso?
I've never seen Ted Lasso.
Okay.
I've heard it's excellent. I don't have Apple TV. I can't subscribe to everything. I got to put my foot down. HBO Max, Netflix, Disney Plus, Hulu, Amazon Prime.
Man, what are we doing?
I'm made of money here. I'm a midday host. I'm not a drive time host. Go on, Gary.
I'm 2 to 6. Anyways, I just finished binging it. And when we do the movie thing, I'll give you a thought if you want.
Okay.
Because I think that you should somehow see it.
I know I should. Seriously,
I'm not kidding.
You think specifically
because and maybe you could use it as a tax write-off, but Ted Lasso is the greatest thing I've ever seen. And I thought, when I first saw it, I thought it was going to suck.
It's the only thing I've heard of that is unanimously liked.
It's unbelievable. I mean,
every single person has the same reaction.
Yeah. So I don't want to.
Season 2 is out right now, right?
Yeah, it drops today.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
So season 2.
It's unbelievable.
Stephon Gilmore showing up at
training camp.
Freaky,
dude. Are we starting with that?
Yeah, we're going to start with that.
Okay, it's so. Keith, I don't know what to think.
I have a Keefspiracy on it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, he's a smart guy. He is holding out without getting fined because he's on the PUP list. He knows he's coming off an injury. He did that interview. Well, I shouldn't call it an interview. He had a phone call with Josina Anderson, and then she tweeted out everything that she said. I think you and I were actually working
the
day that it came out. And one of the things she asked him is like, will you be ready for training camp? And he said, if I have to be. Meaning, and the way I read it, meaning if I have a contract, I'll be ready. And if I don't, I'm not. That's how I view it. I think he is smart enough to know that if he holds out, he loses money every day as they try to work out a new deal. But if he shows up, goes on the PUP list and gives it the old, I'm not ready to come back yet, his agent and Bill or his agent and, Patricia or whoever can try to hammer out a deal so you won't see him, but he also won't get fined. I think it's a genius move by him.
It's a great take by you, and I didn't think of it because as I saw this and I was because to me, other than COVID, the Gilmore thing is the biggest story. I mean, I love the Red Sox. I love the way they won last night.
Yeah.
This is such a likable team. But Stephon Gilmore right now is the biggest story for sports fans along with the COVID stuff.
Yeah,
because he is, I mean, if he's not here, it's huge, right?
I'm with you on that.
So I'm trying to play this through, Keith. So I go, okay. So at first, because Gilmore was talking through Josina Anderson, I was going, oh my God, what a wussy. I mean, you should just shut the hell up, right? Don't say anything. And he sounded like a guy that was desperate. Like, Bill's shutting me out. Bill's getting me the cold shoulder. It's kind of like the girl you want to date, right? Don't call her.
Right.
I called her, you know, and I left a bad message, right?
And then you have, like, your friend say something, right? So, like, you're afraid to do it. So you're like, hey, brutal. Can you just get this information out for me?
So it was either that or I was thinking they have a deal. And I have to give you credit because I didn't think of your scenario, and your scenario makes the most sense.
Isn't it smart? Again, especially because he kind of tipped his hand in the Josina Anderson tweets about, I'll be ready if I need to be. Well, okay. He's like, I feel better than I've ever felt. And this was going back over a week ago.
So now what happens, though, Keith? How long can you stay on the PUP list and can you simply say I'm hurt? How long can you play that game?
So it is tricky, right? Because you're going to have the doctors come in and they kind of medically clear you or not. But I think you could probably play it. I feel like it'd be something you could manipulate a little bit. Because if somebody's like, how's your hamstring feel? Or your quad. How's it feel? You can tell them it hurts, can't you?
Sure.
Like, and I think that's one of those things where it's not like, hey, you either test positive for COVID or you don't test positive. This is sort of like, all right, well, he says he can't go, you know, and then you can flunk some of the tests. It's 'cause you can be on the PUP list for, what is it, half a season? I think it's 8 weeks or whatever. I don't know the exact rule, but it's deep into the season. Remember, N'Keal Harry was on the PUP list his rookie year, and he missed half a year.
Right, and I thought of N'Keal Harry with this. Obviously, it's not the same situation
at all.
So now let's advance it from your take. So now we have the ultimate game of chicken, and they're in the same room.
Right.
This is, Keith, it's brilliant.
It's incredible.
It's brilliant.
It is, and I think Gilmore, that was the smartest move he could have had. Might not have been able to pull it off if he didn't have the injury last year, too, which is another thing that you would think the Patriots, before they give him more money, would like to see him out there a little bit.
Do you?
I think they would. He only played 11 games last year, and it ended on an injury. And one of the things we heard was it may have been more difficult to trade him. Like, they didn't trade him at the deadline last year. They didn't trade him in the offseason. And maybe teams are saying not only is he a 30-year-old corner, but he had a quad injury last year.
See, I think that Bill, that's obviously a legitimate opinion. I don't believe it.
Okay.
And I don't believe it because I think Bill is facing mortality. In other words, death. Because he's going to be 70
I know
years
what mortality
old.
Means.
Okay,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
So he needs him. For Bill to get Shula's record, for Bill, and obviously, we all know Bill and Brady hate each other. They just do.
They hate each other?
Yeah, right now they do.
Okay.
They hate each other. They won't talk about each other.
No, I mean, they won't. There's a weird thing there.
It's crazy.
Do they still respect each other? Like, they have to. At the very least, they have to respect
each
other.
Maybe, but
I just think they want to beat each other so bad.
Week four
is the biggest game of their lives.
Do you think that Bill Belichick can put Tom Brady in a sentence without putting an M&F before it? And can Brady do the same?
Right now,
no way.
Right now, no.
So, but anyways, my point is that Bill needs Gilmore. So, Gilmore's here. All right, so, okay, Bill, I'm not going to play. I'm going to stay in the PUP list.
Yeah.
And Bill goes, I don't care. You're a veteran. I don't want you to play anyways. I mean, because Bill doesn't, he you know how it is with training camp now.
Yeah, I don't need Gilmore.
Veterans, I don't need him to play.
I don't need him to be in the preseason games.
But
I need him in the regular season.
I need him week one. In the regular season.
And you certainly need him week four.
And you don't want week four.
You don't want week four to be his first game either, you know, because what if he's a little rusty and you're like, now he's out there. Hey, shut down Mike Evans, could you, with Tom Brady back in Gillette, you know, lighting us up. So they need him for week one. So it's not you got to get this thing done. But I really thought, what a smart idea. Like, you can still technically, you're not on the field, but you're not paying the Patriots.
So what happens? So who wins? So that's the question
I think Gilmore wins. Well, no, I think, again, they meet in the middle. I think Gilmore does not get a 3-year extension. I think he gets a bump for this year. I think they manipulate it in a way where it doesn't hurt the salary cap, and they give him another $7 million. He's making $7 million right now. Do you think he'd play for 14? It's not Jalen Ramsey's 20, but Jalen Ramsey's also younger and right now better. So 14 this year. They gave him an advance last year. So for anybody being like, Bill wouldn't do it, it's like, okay, last year he did.
Well,
with this player.
You can't, when it comes to Bill Belichick, you cannot base the future on the past.
Right.
You can't anymore.
I mean, look at this offseason, you know, and you don't have a quarterback anymore. So it's completely
Brady's
different.
Gone. But even though, Kiefer, if you go back throughout his 20 years or 22 years, there's evidence of it all over the place. He backed up the Brinks truck for Dalis Thomas. Mm-hmm. He moved from a 3-4 to a 4-3. He threw the ball all over the place in 2007, 2008, instead of like running, you know,
we've seen 50 touchdowns. A variety of ways.
I mean, he has won in a variety of ways, and he has used a number of different ways to do it. So, but I mean, for the life of me, I still think it's amazing that Corey Dillon played for Bill Belichick. I think it is miraculous.
That's what we said last year. Like, you just can't be surprised by anybody. No. Like, when he signed Cam Newton, people were like, oh my God. I'm like, why are you surprised?
Can't be. Moss,
Antonio
Newton,
Brown, Josh Gordon,
all
like,
of them.
So
this guy will never surprise you. So now, here's my question: if I'm Gilmore and I'm in there and I'm looking around and I'm seeing what they have,
right,
and I'm seeing what the season's going to be like, and I know how I feel, do I say, you know what, I'm just going to play for my salary and roll the dice at the end of the year?
No way. There's no way. Gilmore plays for just $7 million
with the idea of a huge payday at the end of the year.
That's not guaranteed. Plus, he's getting older. So he has to have a really good season, and he has to stay healthy. Like, there's a lot going on there. And I know players are confident, but they also like that guaranteed money. They want that boost this year, and he probably feels like he deserves it. And he does. He shouldn't be paying $7 million this year. The NFL doesn't work that way where you sign the deal and you have to play it out, because the team doesn't go that way either. So I think Gilmore should wait, and I think they should give him some more money.
We agree on
Wouldn't
that.
Wouldn't you? Yeah.
I think that Gilmore, the tell to me is he talked to Anderson.
Yeah.
You know, he got cold feet. He got cold feet.
Yeah.
Which is fine. He got cold feet. And another thing is, football players are creatures of habit. Mm-hmm. You know, this is what they do, and it's very easy to hold out. It's very hard to hold out just from an emotional and a physical standpoint. Their body clock tells them and their mind tells them, this, I'm supposed to go hit somebody.
Right.
I mean, this is where I'm supposed to go back. I got to go do that. So if he hadn't gone public and if he hadn't showed his cards a little bit, in my opinion, of having some cold feet, I would say that there's a possibility he would play this year and be done and then go elsewhere. But because he showed his cards, I think that probably before week one, they have a deal and it's $14 million a year.
I think that's it. I think that makes the most sense for
both
teams.
And Bill doesn't rush. Bill doesn't have to rush to sign him.
No.
He could simply say,
you got to sweat him out a little bit.
Well, sweat him out. But even then, like you just said, I don't need Stephon Gilmore to play at all in August.
No, I don't need it at all. But I also don't. Do you agree with me that this, him showing up to training camp, some of the response yesterday was, well, he's not holding out. I disagree.
I think you're right.
Okay.
I think you're right.
Going on.
I mean, he doesn't want to lose the money.
Right. So
but
it's the
I don't think
thing going.
That. Well, I guess the real test is going to be, what if Bill says, "Well, you got to pay for the $7 million."
And
then what happens? Then he plays and he's gone.
Right. I mean, I guess there's a possibility of that. I don't think he's going to pull a Le'Veon Bell. And
well,
let's think the entire year.
No, I don't think so either, because he doesn't want to lose the money.
Right.
But I think that. And it also hurts his market value.
And don't you think, too, they're going to have another question to answer next year about J.C. Jackson, and how Bill deals with Gilmore may also kind of tell us how he feels about Jackson. He has way more leverage, Bill does, if he thinks Jackson's a legit number one corner. But if in the back of the mind he knows that he's not, and he's like, yeah, he's great on the other side of Gilmore, then you can kind of play it a little bit differently. Like, does he think their defense, I think it is significantly better with Gilmore. Does Bill feel that way?
He has to.
I would think.
I mean, Rich, he has to.
I would think so.
I mean, look, when it comes to football and we start talking about interior line play and like how guys get off, we're all full of crap unless we're Greg Bedard and we watch the film
like 22 times.
22.
Yep.
Right. Yep. You know, I mean, but cornerback is pretty obvious.
Yeah. You see who gets toasted, who shuts down guys. A lot of receivers say how good Gilmore is. That's all I need to hear. So.
And how many quarterbacks do you have in the AFC East now you have to contend with?
Well, I think one's great. The other two are very much kind of, we'll see.
Right.
I'm not sold on either one, but you're right.
But one's great.
One is great.
Now, before, they all sucked.
They all were bad.
They were all bad.
Until the playoffs. You're right. There are seasons they didn't play a good quarterback. Remember a couple years ago, like looking through the roster or looking through the schedule, like, oh my God. Now, this year, there's a bunch of guys that are pretty damn good.
Well, yeah, I mean, look out of the AFC East, and obviously Brady. But yes, you were going to play some mistakes. So, you know, Bill has to sign him. Now, does it get to a situation where Bill, now here's the next question. Does Bill say, well, you're going to play for the $7 million and that's it? And then he's obviously going to do it. Okay, let's play this out.
But you know what he could do?
He'll do it. He'll play. I mean, there's no way.
He won't play the full season, though. What he'll do is he'll stay on the pup list. He'll figure out a way to stay on the pup list. He'll come back, play half a season, do that whole thing. So he gets his full year. He'll get his pay, and then he'll go on, and he'll turn his back, and he won't be ever on the Patriots again after this season. But you wouldn't have him for the first eight games or whatever it ends up being.
That's the angle. That's the angle he plays.
For six games, according to shows John Sumlin, for six games. But either way,
six, eight, whatever.
Six games, you got the Brady
thank
game.
You,
in the, yeah, thank you. You
by the way, so once it reaches the regular season, though, like all the cards are in Bill's hands in this. Because if you get to the regular season, he has to sit for six games. And then after that 6 weeks, the team has 5 weeks to activate him. And that's up to the team. That's not up to him. He can come in and say
he's getting
fine.
Paid. But the thing is, he's getting paid.
And how good are you doing as a team?
Right. And if he says, hey, I'm ready to go, I don't even think he cares at that point how many games he plays, as long as he's getting his money and he's a free agent at the end of the year. But again, I think the first half of the season is so important for the Patriots because it's easier than the second half. Yeah, you have the Bucs game, but they need to be 5-3 or 6-2 if they want to make the playoffs, in my opinion, in the first eight games. And if you sit Gilmore out, you're just killing yourself.
While I want to sit here and say that this is going to be dramatic and it's going to be drawn out and that they'll play chicken and
it gets real ugly.
It's not going to.
Okay.
It's not going to. Now, if Bill Belichick is 45 years old and has won three Super Bowls or 50 years old and wins three Super Bowls, maybe it does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe he does and goes, screw you. You're going to play or forget about it. But again, the guy wants to catch Shula, which he's not going to catch, by the way. It's not going to happen.
I disagree with you.
Kraft will
fight.
Kraft will fire him before it happens.
Because I think they're going to win.
So naive.
10 games this year. I'm a young
guy.
Just breaking into the business. I know.
Well, no, you're not.
You don't think they can win 10 games with this team?
Yeah, I do. But I mean, what he's got to do it for like 6 years. He's going to be 76, 75 coaching? No way.
Bobby Bowden, Joe Paterno. He's up there in the booth doing games.
God bless Joe Paterno. He didn't know who won the damn game. I mean, remember
he
that?
He got credit for the W.
I mean, it's like.
Guy's got 1,000 wins.
Joe, what'd you think? I don't know what happened. It was like, God.
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Like, all right, Joe. Thanks. I'll check in with you later.
But I think that.
I don't think it's as outrageous as you do, but because I don't think they're going to be that bad. But I also think, as far as Gilmore is concerned, he has a little bit more leverage than some people might suggest just because. I don't think you can guarantee on the offense being very good.
I think the player has the leverage here. I mean,
okay,
I understand.
Yeah, so we agree on that.
No, I understand what
John Anderson.
John, thank you, John.
Yeah, John Anderson.
Did you just forget my name?
I did. I totally did. Sorry. John Anderson.
John, I wouldn't really be all that offended.
Should I let this go?
Yeah, Gary's asked me 5 times how old my daughter is. So just leave it.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
I'm just a...
A lot of hits to the head, right?
He hates all children.
No, just a lot of hits. I'm just a fake, vain individual who pretends to like people and pretends to listen.
Is this about me? No? All right, I'll check out.
Yeah, and while I'm asking you how you're doing, I really don't care.
He doesn't care.
Okay,
doesn't even listen
care.
To the answer. No, you can say horrible. I have the worst day of my life. I need to talk to somebody. Right. He's off to the next thing.
So like Scott Anderson said, I do think the player has the leverage because of the time. Because of where Belichick is in his life.
Yeah.
And I think that's why the player has the leverage. Because I think that Bill wants to win and he needs to win now. And
I think Robert, too, is like, we just paid how much for all these guys? And now we're going to play hardball with our best defensive player?
Well, that's another good point you brought up. Yeah. Man, I just make you better.
I'm on fire
today.
Yeah,
you are. Smoking the hits. I'm telling you right now. Smoking something. But I think that it's all about the time. It's the timing where he is in his life. Robert wants to win. They're playing Brady. They do not want to have everybody pay attention to Tampa again, especially with the way Brady's been slinging the crap.
Yeah, this is, and again, Gilmore coming off of a losing season. Yeah, I think the playing Brady is a huge factor. Because had this been, 2014 or 15, they say they just won a Super Bowl.
Right.
The team's great. They have Brady. They have Gronk. And Gilmore's like, I want more money. Bill would be like, see ya. We'll trade you. We'll trade you like Jamie Collins. We'll trade you like Chandler Jones.
Totally.
We'll trade you like any of these guys.
You know, which to me, the Patriots are on the doorstep. This may be an overstatement, but what
God.
The hell?
Gary Tangway saying this might be an overstatement. So, John, get
okay.
this one ready.
Okay. The Patriots, if they don't sign Gilmore and if they don't turn around this year, how close are they to being irrelevant nationally?
Irrelevant?
Nationally.
I don't know. As long as they have Belichick, I don't think they're going to be irrelevant. People still want to see the Patriots because they want to see them lose. So even if they're bad, it's going to be like, oh, my God, finally we get to see a team beat the Patriots. I also don't think they're...
Is that what you want? You want them to be relevant because you want to see people beat them?
No. But you just said nationally.
Yeah, nationally.
I think that because of that, it's still the Patriots. It's still Belichick. It's not that far removed from them being good.
Boy, I don't know. I don't know.
And you think Gilmore makes that much of a difference? Like, I like Gilmore.
Just said, well, no,
I like Gilmore a lot.
No, but you just said if they don't have him in the first half of the season, they could be out of the playoffs.
Well, I said they need to be 5-3, 6-2, and I think you have a better chance with Gilmore.
Yeah, but
you could still beat the Jets and the Saints and some of these teams without Gilmore. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Listen, I like him, but the defense as a whole is much better than it was a year ago.
Well, okay.
And Gilmore wasn't as good as he was in 2019 last year.
It's fine that you say all these things.
Yeah, of course.
When we don't know who the quarterback is.
Ugh.
So, I mean, I don't want to, we could, you know, get off topic and get to
the
that.
Quarterback is the whole
but
thing.
But your defense needs to be your best offense.
Pretty much.
So, having said that, when you go, oh, well, they'll beat the Jets. Yes. They should beat the Jets. But what if they don't? What if they kick three field goals? I mean,
then
I don't know.
Win 9-6.
Whatever. Okay, you win 9-6, or you lose 12-9.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. Or okay. Or Miami. You know. Now, right. I mean, Patriots. Okay. Say the Patriots play the Dolphins. How's that going to go down?
Well,
what are you thinking about that?
I think the Dolphins feel like a team they would split with, the old home and home.
Okay. Maybe, okay.
You know?
Or you know. So at the minimum, they lose a game to the Dolphins. So so with this defense has to be your best offense again. Yeah. Leverage Gilmore. Bill has to sign in by week one.
Although a really important game 2 years ago, Stephon Gilmore was horrible against
the Dolphins.
He was torched. Yeah, he got absolutely pants. Now, you also mentioned the other huge story, certainly nationally, so outside of Stephon Gilmore, would be the NFL COVID rules, which were announced yesterday. Here's Mike Garofolo from the NFL Network breaking that down.
If the game's not played, it's not just the team that caused the outbreak. Both teams would not be paid their Paragraph 5 salary, their base salary, that installment for that game. And by the way, still in this memo, if the other team is not following protocols, remember we had some of that last year, that Commissioner Roger Goodell still retains the right, in addition to canceling the game, the forfeit, there could still be penalties in the form of fines, draft picks, whatever, on top of that. These games could be moved now. That's in the memo as well. Like, you could have a Thursday game moved to a Tuesday or whatever. Remember, we had that last year as well, as they tried to keep it within the week that these games were going to be played. But once you get outside of that, the long and short of this is that the NFL in this memo is stating that they are intending to play the entire regular season over 18 weeks, and there will not be a 19th week. So if you get outside of that week, and hey, we couldn't make it work and we couldn't reschedule it, that game is forfeited.
So to me, it feels like the NFL is trying to force other players to get the vaccine without actually saying you have to get
the
vaccine.
Oh, it is. And the NFL is doing this absolutely right. Major League Baseball cannot do it because the MLB Players Association is much stronger.
Correct.
And the contracts are guaranteed. But the NFL is right. Get vaccinated. I mean, my God. Look, you want to call and you want to yell at me and all that? I don't care. But to me, if you're not vaccinated right now, I just think you're stupid and you're irresponsible.
And I think, too, in the NFL, when you put these rules into place, it's like, again, this is for the NFL. This isn't for even America. And I know we can have these arguments with people all the time. Nobody's kicking you out of the United States. Nobody is throwing you in prison. But if you're in the NFL, which is just a money-making machine.
It's a private organization.
And you have to have a game where a practice squad wide receiver is playing quarterback, or you're playing Wednesday afternoon football. Like, you're affecting people's money. You're affecting the whole league's money.
Okay.
And so I understand why the league is doing this. The players are all upset because nobody wants to be told what to do and everything else.
Oh, get over it.
I know.
I am so sick of this. I mean, Kiefer, I just thought about this. Can you imagine if you're Robert Kraft, who's one of the best owners in sports, and the way Kraft took hold of the situation at the draft and spend the money, I mean, like, he was the swinging you know what in the room.
Mm-hmm.
It was his team, and we're not going to suck again. I mean, if he's running the Yankees, and they can't play a game.
They got six guys.
And I understand that if you're still vaccinated, you can still get sick and so forth. But if you, like Aaron Judge, goes to the All-Star game and he's exposed to guys who's not vaccinated. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I'm the owner of a team and like, okay, if Stephon Gilmore goes to the Pro Bowl, he's vaccinated and other players aren't. And I'm Kraft, I'm any owner in the league. I am out of my mind. If you are going to play in my league, if you are going to play for my team, you have to be vaccinated. And they have the power to do it. And it's the only way you can do it. Now, people are saying that they're going to be taking money out of the mouths of players. Go get a job. You know what? Go get a job.
The XFL might take you.
Go get a job.
That's a possibility. Like DeAndre Hopkins. And it's kind of comical, the reaction yesterday on Twitter. Guys like DeAndre Hopkins and Jalen Ramsey and others who I think for the most part, deleted all their tweets. The old, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be playing football. All right, delete. And I'm back. Just kidding, guys. I'm going to play. I don't know if it was the agent that called him or the coach that called him or whoever. It's just like, what are we doing? Like, just get this done. Get out on the field. This way, we have a much, much, much better chance of playing the entire season.
Look, we know. And also, it's the right thing to do. Public service announcement, yep. Gary Tegeler.
Nice.
The opinions don't represent all here at Odyssey. And,
certainly,
but I mean,
not the
it's the right
show.
Thing to do. Look, we understand that it's not 100%.
Yeah.
If you get vaccinated, you can still get COVID.
Right.
But you could be asymptomatic, and the chances of you dying have been reduced greatly.
Yes.
Okay, that is a fact. We know that. You're in a better situation if you get the vaccine. From what I understand, there has not been a reputable organization that has said you're going to get three heads. You know, or
yeah,
you're going to grow another limb.
Very
I mean,
often.
You know, that the side effects, I know that they're with the Johnson & Johnson, which I got for women who were expecting, or there was a certain age group of women, there were situations. I mean, unfortunately, that's going to happen.
But then what also happens is, too, is so many millions of people are getting vaccinated. They tell you that it's 99% effective. So, yeah, there's a 1% that something may happen.
When has a vaccine actually worked?
So then you highlight those people and you read those stories about those people. But you're like, all right, well, how many other millions of people? And then, like you said, I think the main thing is even if people find a way to get it after being vaccinated, the chances of them being hospitalized or then even dying is just insanely
right.
reduced.
So I'm all for the NFL on this. And yeah. and what's going to happen is, once again, it's because the NFL has the hammer.
Right.
The guys will get vaccinated because they need the money.
Yeah, and they definitely will. They complain, like the players, they complain on Twitter, but then when it comes time to, you know, the new CBA or whatever, all they're worried about is days off and like less practices.
And maybe somebody can call in and set me straight. Maybe somebody can call me mm-hmm. and present some medical facts and some accurate information, or they can talk to you,
yeah.
T. Keefe.
Yeah, I don't want to do a whole show on vaccines, but no, I understand.
Oh, the phones are lighting up. There we go. What is that SNL bit? Dead kittens. Hello, you're line one. You're on the air. Dead puppies. That
dead
was
puppies.
It. Dead puppies.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be a good show.
So I think a lot of the times this is about power and about people, players say, don't tell me what to do. Okay,
yeah.
Do you know why
right.
you're taking the stand?
And it seems like
they don't. And a lot of times they don't.
Like the Cole Beasleys and guys like that, they kind of point to, well, I heard like a friend of a friend got the vaccine and still got COVID, so I'm not going to get it.
Well, we know that.
Okay.
We know that.
We understand that happened.
We know
that. But like how sick were they, how whatever. But anyway.
But the way to squash the pandemic is for everybody to get vaccinated so that it doesn't continue to spread. And if you're all asymptomatic.
I get it.
I'm sorry.
I get it. Tom Brady had a ring ceremony, his seventh, last night. He also had some interesting comments to Jim Gray about teams that passed on him last year. We'll get to all of that coming up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back to Gresh and Keefe on WEEI.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. I mean, everyone's got a choice to choose. You know, I think what you realize is that there's not as many smart people as you think. You know, it's just the reality. I think it's some... It'd be a no-brainer if you said, you know, hey, you got a chance to get Wayne Gretzky on your team, or you get a chance to have Michael Jordan on your team. Oh, we don't need him. You know, no thanks. We're good. You know, I'm kind of thinking, okay, well, let me go show those teams what they're missing. And at the same time, let me go prove to the team that did bet on me and the team that really showed that they really wanted me and committed to me that I'm not going to let them down.
Back here on Gresh and Keefe, Gary Tangway in for Gresh today, and that was Tom Brady on with Scratchy Gray, talking about teams that passed up on him last year before he joined the Bucks.
Before we get to Brady,
yeah,
did I hear that Gray makes like $3 million a year or something?
I think he does pretty well. Doing what? I don't know. Interviews at halftime.
Having his lips firmly attached to Brady's ass.
Correct. And other stars. Yeah.
Well, it's pretty much Brady. I mean, look, Jim Gray's a smart guy. I remember when Jim Gray was a respected journalist. I do.
Remember the Pete Rose interview?
And that he after that he never recovered.
No, that was tough.
He never recovered from that.
No, he didn't.
The next thing, I mean, basically,
he was in charge of the decision special too, which kind of hurt LeBron.
He's an infomercial guy. I mean, that's what he does. I mean, he did LeBron's infomercial,
right,
and now he does Brady's infomercials. Correct. That's what he does.
Brought to you by Macy's.
What's that?
I said brought to you by Macy's.
Thanks,
Tommy. Brought to you by Macy's.
Scratchy.
Every single one of
but,
those.
But I heard he makes the $3 million. There's no way Westwood One pays him the $3
million. I think Brady does? You think Brady does?
There's no question.
Well, Stedman's a brilliant man.
Sure he is. He had a lot to say. And what do you think of Brady comparing himself to Michael Jordan and Wayne Gretzky?
Well, I think he's selling himself short on Gretzky. And he's got more rings than both.
You don't think the great one? But at least the great one.
He's got more rings than both.
Yeah, but Gretzky is a guy who is the greatest hockey player, like, without debate, right?
Right.
And Jordan, I think most don't debate, he's the best. Listen, Tom Brady is in that category. He is for sure. But how many times have you heard Tom Brady put himself in that category?
Yeah, I mean, I think
that part's a little different.
But I think that Tom Brady at the age of 43 can say he's the greatest professional athlete ever.
So,
At the age and what he's done. Now, I understand.
No, but don't fans say that? I feel like the guy, like, that's something LeBron would say.
God.
LeBron would say that. Very diva of him.
You know, hey, John, I can remember you. Isn't Keith cute when
no,
he gets like
definitely
the,
not cute.
He gets cute. He gets
very
all
ugly.
All gullible.
More, here's ruggedly the thing, handsome, I think.
Keith, this is
what
why
you
I love
Gary?
You. Keith, you will be 70 years old. And you will be you'll be 70 years old. Yeah. You'll be in the home.
Yeah.
And you'll be watching, and you will still have
you'll
the same aw-shucks view of sports.
Aw-shucks?
Aw-shucks view
aw-shucks
of sports.
Aw-shucks
maybe
sports.
That's a little unfair.
I am a fan of sports, Gary.
You are. You're a man. And I love fan. It because I'm a tainted old bastard. Because, I mean, and it's awesome, and I hope you remain that way.
Right.
Well, you hang in this business long enough, it'll do it.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm okay with Brady saying this because he's walked the walk. He's the greatest professional athlete ever.
I have no problem with him saying it. I'm just saying it's very different. We have heard him talk for 20 plus years.
Right.
He has been very humble. That's fine. But now he's going the LeBron, Deion Sanders route, which is, again, fine. That can work for you. But this is him just 3 years ago.
Right.
So he already had a Hall of Fame career, already was considered the greatest of all time just 3 years ago. Here's what Brady said to Rodney Harrison.
How does it make you feel, Tom, when you hear your name being mentioned as the best ever?
I don't think I like it very much, truthfully. I don't think that's... It's almost more uncomfortable for me because I never see myself like that.
Stop that, John.
You know, I've always been the underdog.
This is a crock of shit.
No! He's the underdog. I've always considered myself the underdog. Now he's Jordan or Gretzky.
Well, okay.
I love it. Like, listen, you are Jordan Gretzky. Jordan Gretzky should say, hey, I'm Tom Brady. Like, that's fine. If they were going to remake the show Superstars, Tom Brady would be on it. But for him 2 years ago to say, yeah, I don't really like all that stuff.
I don't think I like it very much.
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable. Now he's Jordan Gretzky. All right, he's changed. Just everybody admit he's changed.
Oh, so that's how you're going to play it.
Well, have it.
That's a great offense to that.
Don't you think, though, I've always felt this way, that Brady has always been a bit of a fraud?
Yeah, well, a little bit. I mean, I know what you mean. Like, if you just say it that way, fraud it sounds is, more
fraud
aggressive.
Is too harsh.
But
fraud's too harsh. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean it.
I know what you're getting fake. At, though. There's a nuance.
That took offense to that.
Yeah, and I've always maintained that if he played for any other team, New England fans in particular wouldn't be able to stand the guy.
Okay, let's look at Brady the man, right?
The man.
Brady the man.
Yes.
Okay. Great quarterback. To me, the greatest football player ever.
Agreed.
Fine. We've said that. Had the UGG boots. Remember the UGG boots?
UGG boots. Not for me.
UGG boots doing it. Oh, they're so comfortable, though. You don't
are
need
they?
Socks. Oh, dude.
I've never been in there.
Oh, they're phenomenal.
Wow.
So anyways, you do the UGG boots. He's doing the UGG boots big time. He's doing all these high-end things. Aston Martin.
I can't even look at an Aston Martin.
Yeah,
let alone,
I wouldn't even
drive
no,
one.
No. Aston Martin. Now, allegedly, the hair's fake.
Come on.
The hair's kind of fake. Come on.
The cheeks are fake, too.
Oh, face, dude, he's had surgery. I mean, come on.
You can see the shop. Those side shots from the shop, you can see where they pulled the skin back.
John, you're absolutely... John's right. I mean, he is a vain son of a bitch. God bless him. Hey, look, you look me too. I've thought of, at this
age, get some work done.
I was thinking of getting the chin tucked in.
Oh, the little
right here, gobble the little here? Gobble gobble,
little gobble gobble.
Yeah, the little tangle. Oh, I've had. I'm thinking about it.
Then you won't look the same.
Exactly. That's the point. Jesus. Oh my God, Anderson, how do you work with this guy? I mean, yeah.
I know, but then they're like
the gobble, a lot gobble. Of therapy.
The classic Gary Tangway look would then be gone. People would be confused. Mm. It was like when Jennifer Grey decided to get a nose job. Horrible decision.
Yeah, it was. I wouldn't take it that far, but I'm in my movie career, I'm trying to become more of an action hero.
Look out, Dave Bautista. Here comes Gary Tangway.
So I got to just get the chin tucked in a little bit. But okay, so here's my
next
thing about Brady.
Spy thriller might be your next thing.
There is not a more authentic on the field player than Brady.
It's awesome. Yeah.
But there is not a more fake off the person than Brady. And when I say fake, he's manufactured.
Sleepy
and
Tom.
He is.
Anybody that's trying to sell me, you know, a $100 bag of nuts and like how to eat and how to stretch, like it doesn't matter who it is. I'm like, okay, I'm good. No, thanks.
Keith, you're right.
Yeah.
So here's my point with Brady. The Uggs married the supermodel, and I do believe that they love each other. They're all in. They're going to be married forever. Like, I remember one time one of my buddies was saying that, no way, as soon as he's done playing football, she dumps him.
No, I don't think that's the case. No.
I think they are totally into manufacturing the persona of themselves.
Oh,
that's what they do.
Superstars, both
I mean, they are superstars, and they love it. And God bless them. They're really good at it.
Power couple.
I mean, they are a power couple.
Right. Husband, get up.
And I would not.
And that's not easy. Look at A-Rod and J-Lo. They couldn't make it last.
Well, he couldn't keep it in his pants, for God's sakes. Allegedly.
Know. Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
I mean, what a moron. Dude, you got J-Lo. You got J-Lo.
And he's out there talking to like reality stars on
he's
DMs.
An idiot. So anyways.
Yeah.
So Brady, the UGG boots, the Aston Martin, the hair, the coconut water. The hair's not real. I mean, it is not real.
Does that offend you as somebody who has great hair?
I have great. No, it makes me feel good. I have one up on Brady. Tom, mine's real. Nah. All right. And the cheeks. I mean, what Anderson, which I was saying.
Yeah, the cheeks. Well, that's
the face
thing.
Is, come on.
They did the, like, they took every one of the headshots that he ever had to start the season for, like, the program, and it's just ridiculous. It's like, that's not
it's crazy.
So, how's that happen?
So, so when you say that, like, 3 years ago, he was saying, you know, I don't like being called the GOAT, it's a bunch of crap.
Yeah, he also said, was it to Howard Stern or he said this? Oh, no, it's to Jim Gray. Like 90% of what he says publicly is not right.
He's just kind of like saying, look.
But he admitted that. You're like, all right, so is he lying about that?
But does that surprise you, though? Because I don't believe anything that players say anymore.
Yeah, I think we know that you don't really know any of these guys. Like that's
no,
what it comes
and
down
you know
to.
What? If they, it, then why should
what
we?
What I say versus what I think are two totally different things.
But see, he's.
All right, that was on the shop, right? Yeah, that was in the
shop. Because this guy right now he's like, I mean, he's golden. Well, he's got he could quit today and like it's over. And he can't do anything wrong.
No,
so he's
can't.
Like, I'm going out. I won a championship. He may win another one.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what I think because I was flipping muzzled for 20 years in Foxborough, and I'm just going to open up and let it all out.
Did you see what he said about the Tampa Bay Bucks Super Bowl ring? I think it's something along the lines of, "This is the greatest one I've ever seen."
Yeah,
by far.
I that one hurt me.
That kind of stung a little
bit.
That
hurt me.
Yeah.
I mean, if it hurt me, it must have crushed you.
I've been very fortunate to be a part of championship teams, and this one's one of them. This is a championship team. He said, you know what ring's my favorite one? My favorite ring is the next one.
It's not the Rams one? Mine's the Rams one. Yeah, I like the first one.
That's the Michigan.
You guys see the specs on this ring, by the way? It's removable, and then it has Raymond James Stadium inside the ring.
Right.
It is actually craziest one. It's probably pretty cool. He's probably not lying about that. That might be one of the 10% of the things that he's saying, which is truthful. So
I've never thought Brady was perfect.
Yeah.
I've always thought, like all of us, he's flawed. And I've been around athletes enough, and you have too. When you cover these guys, you have to understand, and you know this, to be at the level they're at, they're not normal.
No, they can't.
And
be.
They're not just like regular guys. Regular people. They're not. Whether you're a swimmer, like Simone Biles, right? My daughter's really into gymnastics.
Yeah.
She's not like a regular person.
No.
They're not.
No.
They can't be. To be at the level, just like a great concert pianist. Like they're just not. Like Eddie Vedder is not like a regular person. They can't be to be at the level they're at. They're just not.
Who's the best pianist that you know?
Did I say penis or penis?
No, penis.
You definitely did.
I think I said penis.
You did not say pianist.
I said penis, didn't I?
Yeah. Also, Eddie Vedder's not a pianist.
No, I know.
Was that an Adrian Brody movie?
The best pianist.
Could be a movie.
I don't know. I'm talking
all right, well, hang on to that.
I got to Google it.
Hang on to that. You can join the
Marvin
show.
Marvin Hamlisch?
617-779-7937. You can text the show, 37937. You can also tweet at us, at Gresh Keefe. Red Sox walked off with a wild one last night. We'll get into that coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
More Gresh and Keefe right now on WEEI.
Swing a shot toward left center field. Gardner toward the gap. He can't get it. A one up the wall. A run is scored. Here comes Duran rounding third. And he will cross the plate. The game is tied at three. Can you believe it? A gap shot by Kike Hernandez on a 1-0 pitch.
Swing and a line drive into right field. Back on it, Allen. It is deep. Tagging at third is Bogart. Red Sox are going to win the game. Throw is wide. 5-4 the final. And in one of the craziest innings you'll ever see, a Red Sox walk the Yankees off.
That's what it sounded like last night on WEEI. Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione as the Red Sox beat the Yankees 5-4 in 10 innings. It's Gresh and Keefe here. Gary Tengway in for Gresh. How do you like that 10th inning? Guy for the Yankees, like a career minor leaguer. He's up, throws not one, not two, not three, four wild pitches.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's terrific entertainment. And when I look at this Red Sox team right now, I think that their personality is a reason to watch baseball again.
Yeah.
I think that I don't consider myself a baseball guy that'll watch the 10 o'clock West Coast game.
The hell? No?
Yeah, I know. Sorry. I got better things to do.
What are you doing? What are you doing at 10? Reading lines?
Reading lines. Sleeping.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Fair enough.
But, you know, I were an NBA game. Yes, I would watch the Utah Jazz take on the Portland Trailblazers. It's just not who I am. But when it comes to the Red Sox
but
now.
This team is.
I watch baseball now because of the players on this team. Mm. Right? Because I go, I love them. I mean,
it's an insanely likable team. They have one unlikable player, and he's a non-factor, really.
Who's that?
Garrett Richards. Can't stand him. You like the guy?
I like him. You know why? Because he's an ass.
Yeah, I guess. But he's an excuse maker.
Oh, he's great, though.
I don't have a jacket, you can't even get a grip with rosin. Like, all right, dude.
How can you not love Garrett Richards? He comes out and he goes, I suck because I can't cheat. Oh, my God, this is great.
I'm not making excuses.
Like you're getting $10 million a year, figure it out. Baseball, figure it out.
Here's the thing. I thought, because as I was watching this team, and one of the reasons that I like them so much is I'm watching them and I'm going, all right, so you can't put sticky crap on the baseball anymore.
No, you cannot.
Garrett Richards goes out and says, I suck because I can't cheat.
Yeah.
Great. And I go, well, I don't know. Let's wait and see. So some people, I mean, you know, this is the sports talk thing, the straw man. Some people don't do it. I'm like, but they're not.
No, it's right. J.D. Martinez was right. J.D. Martinez, well, it was getting
to a degree.
Countered because Garrett Richards admitted that he did. But J.D. Martinez said, this will be an advantage for us. He's like, our guys don't do it. All around the league, they're doing it, and so we're going to be fine. And, again, maybe four out of five of his guys, he was right.
He was right.
The other guys on the staff are pitching pretty well. Tanner Houck, by the way.
Huh?
Tanner Houck, the guy who started last night.
Awesome.
Awesome. And did you see all the side-by-sides people are doing on Twitter last night? They're saying his slider, and I think Eckersley was on this a little bit too, but people did the side-by-side. He looks like a righty version of Chris Sale a little bit.
Yeah.
It's wild.
He's lanky like him,
too. He's lanky in the way he throws a slider.
But here's my thing, Keith, is the trade deadline approaches, and I know people love to do it. Like, who are they going to get this? And I know Lou was tweeting about
Jonathan Scope. First baseman, bring him.
Right. Okay. So Lou was going, because I actually stopped debating Lou on baseball. I throw up the white flag.
That's fun. That's a good time, though.
Yeah, I know. I just go, Lou, you're right.
Whatever you say.
I go, whatever you say, Lou. You know, because then he gets kind of pouty. You know,
like, come on, challenge me. You're correct.
I go, no, Lou, you're correct. Mm-hmm. But when Lou was talking about Rizzo, and he says, Rizzo, we're out on Rizzo.
Can't hit fastballs anymore. Can't do it. So, yeah.
So, okay. So I'm talking to Lou. And then I said, Lou, what should I name my third child? No, Lou says out on Rizzo. So
he said, no more.
But then I went, of course, that's a great line. Yes, no more. Do they need to make a deal?
I think so. I think they're
not desperate. Though,
no, they're in a good spot. No, they're in a good spot. They don't need to throw in a bunch of top prospects or anything like that. But they could use I don't want to see Bobby Dalbec in the lineup. I know he had a couple hits last time, but
sucks.
I don't want to see him in the lineup
all
the time.
Okay, fine. But they have an option there, don't they?
Who's the option there?
I mean, can't you like play Arroyo there, or can't you move some guys
Arroyo
around?
Yeah, Arroyo looked good there. He tried to stretch, hurt himself.
Yeah, I know, but no, what's the deal on him? When's he back?
I don't know when he's back, but I would rather have Kike Hernandez play second. You have, you know, Verdugo and Renfro and Jaron Duran in the outfield, and then give me Jonathan Scope or Carlos Santana, although I know he has an extra year left on his deal, so maybe that's not as likely, but they get a first baseman, I'd feel pretty good.
That's it. Okay, fine.
I like your
staff. Because I was thinking about this as I was driving in, because I know Keith's going to ask me this. Yeah. I go, especially after last night, you know, it's one of those games where they go, and that's the Red Sox became a team. You know, like, you know, and that's, you know, when they sell the World Series video.
Which is true. I mean, they're never out of a game. They've come back more
than anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
They are the most resilient team in baseball. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sitting there, Bloom doesn't have to trade any of the prospects. He does not.
Keep the top 10 prospects and then trade from, I mean, because guys like Scope's on the last year of his deal, Rizzo's on the last year of his deal, both are on bad teams. Santana has 1 year left, he's on a bad team, but all those guys I think would be available for not a whole lot.
So, I mean, this Boston Red Sox team, the players on the team, not the sport, is the reason to listen to them on this station or watch them.
Yeah, no, they've been a surprise for a lot of reasons.
Awesome.
A lot of the players they've been fun to watch. But as far as making a move, I really do hope they do something next week, because I'm sure the White Sox will, I'm sure the Astros will, I'm sure the A's will, the Rays will.
Okay, so first base, fine, right?
Yeah. That might be it.
Don't have to get a pitcher. I mean, when is the last time that when's the last time we didn't say, you know, if they could just get another arm?
I know it, because right
that's
now they
always the that's always the narrative.
They have a 6-man rotation right now, and Chris Sale is looming, and they have 6 guys you trust in the bullpen already. Let alone when you move one of those starters there, so it's shocking how good the pitching staff has been. So I'm with you.
You can't have enough pitching, but they might.
They might.
They might.
They might have
I mean, that's the thing. I was like, they don't. And is Bloom going to be? Do you have manager and front office man of the year?
Wouldn't that be great if Alex Cora's manager of the year a year after being suspended?
Oh, I brought this up. We talked about this on a...
Oh, did you?
Did I talk about this on Sunday? I can't remember who the hell I brought it up with. Oh, Bradfo. Bradfo's listening. I know. This is a quick Bradfo story.
Go ahead.
I love Bradfo.
Yes.
I go, Bradfo. I go, if Alex... Because you know the baseball guys, they're sensitive.
They are.
Oh, my. It's a sensitive lot.
They sure are.
My phone's going to blow up in a minute. So, Bradfo, I go, listen. I go, do you think that Alex Cora could be manager of the year after being caught for cheating? Dumbest question I've ever heard. Like, he's all over my ass about it, right?
Why is it dumb?
Because I don't know.
Does he
because it was, like, too early to talk about. And
oh,
I said,
no, you
I brought this up,
right,
like,
now.
2 weeks ago. I go, after being suspended for cheating for a year, could he be manager of the year? And I said, absolutely. Now, will there be some guys that vote against him because he got caught for cheating?
Yes. Yes.
Is he going to get screwed?
I think he could win, and I also think that there are going to be a few that say no.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But he should win.
I think it's a pretty interesting question, though.
Well, thank you. So Bradfield there. All right, now he's going to call me and yell at me.
Coming up next, what the people have been waiting for. Last night, I got an email. Gary Tangway says he has a sobering message for Celtics Nation.
That's not good.
He's going to deliver that for you next.
That's not good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.